For Gastoldi with Trendies International, and today I have Kathy Savchik with me. She is a seasonal buyer for BJ's Wholesale Club, and she's actually located in Massachusetts, which is my home state. So thank you, Kathy, for being here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so can you explain to people what BJ's is in case they're not familiar with the Wholesale Club?
BJ's is a membership club. For a fee of $50, our members get to shop a variety of hardlines merchandise as well as great food selection and fresh produce and at really a great value. We have the best prices in the marketplace. You could save up to as much as 30% over shopping in a supermarket, for example, on your everyday basket.
So the members who come are the end consumer, and they basically buy in bulk. Is that correct?
Yes, but not necessarily. That's where BJ's is a little bit different from most of the other wholesale clubs. We actually are more family-oriented, and we offer a lot of our products in smaller sizes, so it makes it more consumer-friendly.
Oh, excellent. And what is your role with BJ's?
Well, I've been with BJ's since 2005 as the seasonal buyer and responsible for summer seasonal products such as patio and grills and beach furniture, coolers, other types of accessories, garden decor. And then on the Christmas end, I'm responsible for all of the trimetry, which includes all the gift wrap and trim and box Christmas cards, et cetera.
Wow, so you cover a lot.
A lot of territory, yes.
So why do you attend Surtex, the show in New York?
I got interested in Surtex because for the products that I develop for my end consumer, I want them to be very differentiated and unique for our members so that they are products that they can't find elsewhere at a really great value. So I started going to Surtex to start working directly with some of the artists and to have unique artwork for all of our gift wrap and our box greeting cards, our tissue, our gift tags, our gift bags, a lot of trimetry products. I've even expanded to some of the decor products, such as outdoor decorations and some tabletop decor.
Excellent. So what is the process? Once you've purchased this artwork, what happens to it after that?
Well, I actually don't purchase the artwork. I work with a core of key vendor partners that I've worked with over many, many years. And I actually, once I decide on who that vendor partner is going to be on a particular product, they actually purchase the artwork to be used exclusively on the BJ's products.
Okay.
For example, if I'm doing gift wrap and I see a group of designs that I like, I will work with the design staff at my gift wrap company, and they will develop different patterns that could go on some of our different gift wrapped offerings. For example, we offer reversible gift wrap, so we would coordinate some of the designs that I've seen into a front and back coordinating design.
Okay, so you do a lot of networking at Surtex.
Yes, mainly. I'm looking for art. I'm looking for those designs or those artists that really will offer something fun and different for our members.
Excellent. And how long have you been attending the show?
I think it's been going for about 4 years now.
Wow. Are there any big discoveries that you've had there that have really helped push your lines at BJ's?
Well, I think it's more the personal relationships that I've developed with some of the artists. I've seen some art that I didn't, you know, I liked the art, but I never knew who the artist was. And by going to Surtex, I've now been able to develop a relationship with that artist so that they're doing some exclusive things for BJ's. You know, if we're missing a coordinate to go with one pattern that doesn't exist, you know, that doesn't exist, they'll go ahead and develop the new art for us.
That's great.
So it's really nice.
Yeah. And what are your objectives for attending the upcoming show?
Well, I'm looking for art for the 2013 Christmas season because I've just completed 2012, you know, a couple months ago.
Wow. So you're way ahead of the game.
Yes. It takes a lot of time on the product development end to come up with something that's just really, you know, in the past, you could just go to a gift wrap company and they would offer designs off the shelf that they're their product development people have chosen, but they might offer it to all different retailers and it wouldn't be exclusive to you. So it's become really, really a treasure hunt. We want our members to find something really special and unique that they can't find anywhere else.
So exclusivity is the name of the game.
Yes.
And you mentioned...
And great design, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The design is really the most important thing.
Okay, and you mentioned that you also work with the outdoor market now.
Yes, I am responsible for patio furniture outdoors. I haven't really used Certex for outdoors as far as summer products, but I have used it for outdoor Christmas decorations.
Oh, excellent. And what type of decorations would those be?
For the first time, we're offering a blow-up from a company called Jemmy. They're the prime manufacturer of inflatable Christmas decorations, and we're working on a giant-size snowman, and the design comes from an artist named Betsy Cavallo, who's also based out of Massachusetts.
The design world and, well, the entire world in general has been in quite economic turmoil. Do you see that this is shifting at all within your industry?
Well, I think when in times of tough economy, people tend to join warehouse clubs because of the value that's offered.
Okay. And do you think that you're looking for more artwork than you have historically, or are you basically looking for the same amount of designs as usual?
Well, I think I might be looking for a little bit more because I have expanded to some of the tabletop decor and the outdoor decor. But I also like to add new artists. For example, this year we're working with an artist named Kate McCrosty for the first time. So it's a new look. So sometimes I like to find just something new and different. We know what the members like, and because we track all the sales and we can tell even by card mm-hmm. design, we track the sales by UPC, so we know what kind of art they like. But we also like to add some newness every year.
Excellent. So when you look for that newness, are you paying attention to market trends in addition to what your consumers traditionally like to buy?
Well, to some degree, there's always some trends. But it takes a while to reach the traditional consumer because Christmas is really all about red and green still, although the green has changed over the years from, a Christmas green to a more of an apple green. So that really perks up the palate, but, it's still a lot of red and green and gold and silver.
Okay, so you're not seeing some of those crazy rainbow colors that they have in the department store windows and things?
Yeah, yes, but, we do it sparingly mm-hmm. because I've watched things sometimes, when I've tested that, I can watch the case of gift wrap and all that got left in, you walk by it the first week and then when you go back, all that's left in there might be the one that's a little on the really trend forward. So it's nice to do it, sparingly.
Excellent. Are there any trends that you're working with that you consider to be a little edgy right now?
BJ's, we have we don't have a lot of really young members, so I'd say things are more traditional. As we get a younger consumer, then I see that the product will evolve to something a little bit more edgy.
And what is your standard demographic?
I believe our average age is around the mid-50s with an income over $75,000.
Okay. And when you're developing your collections, you mentioned you've just finished Christmas 2012 and you're on to 2013. So are you a year and a half ahead? How far do you plan out?
It's roughly there. I will start. I've started working on patio 2013 last October, so sometimes it can be almost 2 years.
Excellent.
And sometimes I tuck art away. I say, oh, I like that, but it didn't happen to make this year's program, so I have large files. I'm a hoarder, an art hoarder.
So. Excellent, but sometimes those come in handy because, timing is everything.
Yes, that's right.
Great. Well, is there anything that maybe I didn't ask you that you would like to share with our listeners?
No, I think that it might be a misnomer. Certex, the stationery is a little bit separate than Certex, and that, you really can find a lot of, it's just a treasure trove. It is a treasure hunt, just like at BJ's, we want our member to go through a treasure hunt. For me, when I go to Surtex, it's definitely a treasure hunt.
Oh, excellent. Well, I hope I get a chance to meet you in person in May. It would be great.
Yes, I will be there.